Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua, the program, ladies and gentlemen.
So, did Leroy leave us? Is he that mad at me over the Kevin Love thing?
Look what you did.
Look what you did an hour into the show. I thought he would have liked it. You know, Kevin Love was, echoed some of his sentiments, but, it's Kevin Love. Kevin Love says it.
Knows basketball.
Tell you what, this Kevin Love, handsome.
Yeah.
Good looking fella.
Definitely. Father now.
Great teeth. Great teeth.
Does he?
Papa Love. Papa Love. He re-signs officially with the Miami Heat. Get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store?
Palmetto Ford. We know trucks.
You watch any boxing this weekend, Marcos? Did you watch Nate Diaz v. Jorge Masvidal?
Let me tell you something. I watched it. Late start, dude. What are we doing?
Dude, late start. Started like 1:15 when the bell rang.
I was sleepy poos waking up. But as I was in and out of sleep watching that fight, I didn't think Nate Diaz won. Did I miss something?
I ended up... See, here's the thing. I tried to score it, and I felt like I was trying to lean how the judges were going to go, because I know I'm going to lean Masvidal because, hometown. So I because I felt like easily he was having the better shots in the fight. He was having the better, cleaner shots in that fight.
Yeah, Nate was just punching.
Nate has a head made of titanium, so it's hard to knock him out. But I thought Jorge easily had the better shot. So I ended up scoring it even. I ended up scoring it a draw, but I felt like I did that giving Nate any kind of round I thought might go Nate, because I knew how the crowd was going to go. I knew that was going to play into the judges. Yeah. But for the judges to come back and they gave one judge scored it a draw.
Yeah.
And then one judge gave it 8-2 and the other gave it 7-3 in favor of Nate Diaz. I thought that was horse bleep. Well, I was like, what are you doing?
How can you have that much of a disparity?
I don't know.
Boxing. A draw from two guys sitting there watching the same fight. I can understand if it's, 7-3 or 8-2 or 6-4, right? But 5-5 and 8-2? They're looking at two different fights.
Well, look, it was in Nate Diaz's backyard. So, I mean, it was a very pro Diaz crowd. I will say, one of the best MMA boxing matches I've seen, because normally these guys, I mean, they're petered out.
Yeah.
You could tell both these guys trained very, very hard for this fight. They were going and swinging and banging. They threw a lot of punches.
I think it was
a really punches. Entertaining bout.
It really was. And it went the whole way. I didn't expect it to go the whole way. I know both of them have good chins, but like the way that they were throwing punches, I think at one point it said Nate Diaz threw like 600 punches.
And it was crazy, dude. It started. Marcos is right. It started silly because I was watching the first Heat summer league game, and then I fell asleep. And then I was like, I woke up, like I popped up at like 12 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what happened in Diaz Masvidal. And I'm like, wait, this fight hasn't happened yet? Yeah. What? And it did not. They didn't even get in the ring till 105 after crazy. Anthems and ring walk. I was like, geez. Yeah. So the fight didn't end till 2 in the morning.
No, it was bad. And then it went the whole way. I'm like, please, someone just die.
That's the only thing that's discouraging about the fight game.
How late it starts? Right? Yeah.
No, and that's why when we go to Vegas, we're out of there. It's still daytime, baby.
Yeah. Not. You know? Not this fight, man. I don't know where this was, but it was. You said it was in Nate's backyard?
Yeah, it was in Anaheim, so it was on the West Coast.
Oh, I got you. Maybe that's
where Nate's fought. Nate's fought a lot in Anaheim. He has a big following out in Cali, obviously.
I saw. Okay, so Nate was throwing punches, right? And sometimes he'd catch Jorge, but I felt like Jorge was doing the actual boxing of where he was counter punching. He was picking his spots. He was moving well. He actually looked like he had some boxing, which he does. We know where he started and stuff like that. Nate was just out there punching.
And that's what he does.
He was just throwing out punches. There punching, dude.
Yeah, I think, you know, story of Jorge's career, really. I mean, like, it's mostly been decisions that haven't gone his way. Yeah.
Being in the fight game, watching it, and I watch it too, but it always seems to me that the person who works the most, even if they're not hitting, right? The fans get behind it and say he's a local, every swing, every punch, every whatever. Because we saw that when we saw Canelo and Munguia.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of action. The fans were going crazy. Munguia. And then my man put him on the knee.
Yep.
And then that ended that nonsense, right? Yep. But I hate the fact that the fighter that works the most sometimes gets rewarded, and it's not necessarily who fought the most.
Right. And it can be hard to see because, like, if a punch hits a glove, if a judge has an angle on it, because I'll watch fights. Sometimes it's weird, like, watching fights close.
It's hard to tell when guys get knocked out.
Yeah, you don't necessarily see everything. Like, your judges are on each different side of the ring, which is – It's kind of, you wonder if sometimes they should all just be at the same spot instead of different spots of the ring. If that's a better way to do it, or do it higher so they can see the fight clearer. I don't know, but that's one thing I think that maybe leads to these scores being as weird as they are. Cause a punch on a glove, it could sound impactful, but it doesn't strike through, but
and the head still moves when you hit the glove and maybe somebody behind it sees it as a headshot, and the person in front sees it as it hit the glove.
Yeah, right? I mean, I know I have mostly Miami followers, but I tweeted out when it happened. I was like, I had it even, but I know that the judges are going to give it to Nate Diaz, and people were like, no effing way. Sure enough, exactly what happened.
But that seemed like it wasn't even close.
It was a close fight. I thought it was a close fight. I thought, like, if I went back and scored it, I'd probably just go based on how Jorge was cleaner. Like, it probably would have been an edge 6-4 Jorge, right? But I was like, you know, there'd be rounds where, like, Jorge would have the best punch of a round, but Nate just severely outworked him, and I'd be like,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, it happens in boxing too. When you see a lot of these fights, nobody's hit nobody, but a guy's throwing a million punches.
Yep.
Right. He gets the victory.
Pretty good for an MMA gimmick boxing match, though. Trilogy has to be in bare knuckle. Let's go.
Oh, hey,
they're 1-1 now.
Listen, that'd be kind of cool. And they're crazy enough to do it.
Let's do it.
You saw Hard Rock Hotel, Jake Paul,
BK. Yeah, we did it already. Like, I don't have an idea. Like, we did it already. Did that. And I think they, and I think Jake Paul said that he offered him money to do it in PFL, like to fight in MMA, and they didn't do it. So, yeah, I don't understand that. That's a weird one. I think they're both going to end up back in the UFC, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
because Jorge told me in the lead up to this fight, he had said that was kind of like the wink handshake deal with the UFC. Like, hey, let me go do this, because he's technically under contract. Let me go do this. I'll come back. I'll do another fight with you. So my guess would be for sure Masvidal, like the next fight card that's going to be down here, he'll be back in the UFC fighting fighting on that card. Diaz, who knows? He's a Diaz brother. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, he's going to go heal, get stitched up, get all those knots on his face, calm down, and then he'll be talking trash about somebody else in a week.
Yep. We'll take a break. Might have some beef here, some college football quarterback beef that's going on right now. That includes our new QB, Cam Ward, and Deion Sanders. Back on the list.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. No cap. No rap cap. I took the top off. I'm dripping like hot sauce.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. You guys can get in on the chat, Miami 560 WQAM, and check us on out there. Get to your comments and all that and whatnot. Leroy, of course, loving Kevin Love and what he had to say about Bam Adebayo.
And you know what's crazy about all this? Is Bam always looks at me and say, "You got to be that guy." I'm like, true. Does he even know?
It's true.
Does he even know how much I'm like, let Bam cook.
Oh, man. It's been fun. It's been fun seeing him get a lot of love on Team USA so far. And
you know what? And it's not. I want to say this. It's not. He's not getting love. on Team USA. He earned that.
That's
with
true.
His ability. Mm-hmm. So to say they gave him something, he earned that. He earned the respect of all those other guys on that team and what he does on a basketball court. And so anything that he gets, when you see the start to where he is now and how he's developed his game, it ain't given to him. So, yeah, he belongs where he is. He belongs as one of those elite players on the USA team. And so I hope that they'll get to see the full BAM because they got other bigs there.
Well, it looks like we're going to get early on the BAM Jovic showdown because Serbia is in Team USA's group play.
Ooh.
So we will get a little looky-loo. I think there's scrimmage. What, do you know when their scrimmage is against Canada, Marcos? Is that later this week? I think they're playing in Vegas where it's 120 degrees, by the way. Jesus.
What?
Hey, we had that.
That's and stay away. No
and we had that with a whole bunch of young people on that other stuff.
Yeah.
They had one of them weight raves going on there.
Yep. That is Wednesday, July 10th.
All right. This week. So this video is gone.
Marcos, you made it sound like it was 4 weeks away.
I just read stuff. When I don't comprehend, I just read. I'm like Ron Burgundy.
So this kind of went viral yesterday. Cam Ward, who is Kane's new QB, was from Washington State last year.
Yeah.
I guess he had a workout. They're doing like one of them QB skills down here. And I guess the backstory is to it that he was late to this workout, but was then talking bleep to Shador Sanders, Deion Sanderson, quarterback of Colorado. Because Cam had, I guess, a mandatory workout down here. He had to drive 45 minutes. You know, it was down here in South Florida. Right. So they have their workout. And then this video went viral because Cam Ward was bleep talking to Shador Sanders because he wanted water. And it basically starts from there. He's like, what do you want water for? He goes, you know, it's not even hot out. And then this leads to, you didn't even try hard today. And it's hard to say this is just friendly competition banter or if there's a genuine
tell,
Leroy. But here we go. This was was yesterday.
On the phone. Let me get that one.
Can't stay hydrated, man.
Yeah, boy. Well, you know we're going to get water. Y'all can't handle that heat. That's what it is. Hello? It's cool, though.
Bro.
Hey, that's your team.
Here, bro.
Huh?
What? You live out here.
I don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me nothing.
What's about you come tell where I'm at.
I've been up there. Colder.
He's in your water school.
I don't think y'all got better today.
You the whole reason we here late.
He called you.
Hey, you
I got better. I might have been the reason we was late, but I got better.
Okay, I'm gonna get better tomorrow and Saturday.
We throwing comebacks. We throwing comebacks. You just lost and you placing it. You not throwing it.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Wow. That's our new leader,
Hey.
Wow.
Okay.
Dude.
Wow. Hey. You guys hear that? That's not Zeus.
Hey.
That's that dog.
Here's how you can tell it's no big deal. Here's how you can tell it's no big deal. Ain't nobody move.
Didn't have to. He already proved it.
No.
He already proved it.
No. Nobody move.
You got that.
Nobody
dog.
Looked up. Nobody, what you say. Mm-hmm. Nobody, nothing. They just also seem like, around.
Also, if they were angry, maybe too tired to move because it's too damn hot.
See, that's Leroy, you've seen those interactions before.
I know when it's like somebody look up and say, what now? What?
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's the thing.
So if he laying on the ground and he ain't even move.
Exactly.
It ain't got nothing to do with time. Dude.
He backed him down.
Anger give you energy.
Yep.
I'm going to just say that. If somebody come across you the wrong way, I don't care how tired you are. You challenging that.
I wouldn't bother that.
Laying there and everybody else ain't doing nothing. And everybody else just giggling or whatever.
Giggling.
Like, they're just messing around.
I would say, though, I wouldn't blame anybody that wants to settle their beefs come November. Be like, we're going to settle this. But it's a little too hot, right?
But again, if that was the case,
indoor facility.
Somebody would have said that, it would have then become something else. You see what I'm saying? Oh, We like, play y'all on October 10th. Well, I'll see you then, right?
Washington State did beat Colorado 56-14 last year.
Again, but he didn't even say that. He didn't even mention that. So that's what I'm saying. They just going back and forth. They just messing around. Because if he had really wanted to get, you know, in there, he would have mentioned that. Or he would have said something along those lines.
You don't think he was fishing, Leroy? You don't think he was fishing? I've seen this on the basketball court.
I just think they were just going friendly banter.
I'm more impressed by Kent.
Again, when you got two athletes going back and forth, as soon as somebody feel or get up in their feelings, or as soon as somebody say something that's a little below the belt, then you'll have a reaction. You have a look up. What you say? Oh, that's you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They beat him 56-14. He didn't even bring that up. So if he really wanted to talk trash, he could say that. He could have said something along the lines of, "You getting all this hype, and y'all won like four games."
I like Marco said it. He shows up late though. Still got better.
Still got better.
Still got better. I'm the reason. More efficiently.
I'm the reason we were late, but I got better today. Relatable.
Here's the other deal.
Absolutely relatable.
It could have maybe not started until he got there.
Yeah,
possible.
I mean, okay, so that means nobody missed nothing.
No,
like, I don't think y'all just, hey, when issues come up, we'll talk about issues. When there are no issues, let's not make something out of nothing. That's nothing. That when as trash talk goes, you've seen Tobin.
What?
You entered a fight game.
Yeah.
You know when it gets too far and then guys start squaring.
I don't even care so much that he's trash talking or poking fun at Shedeur Sanders. Who cares? But that's a QB leader. Yeah. You go to a team workout, comes back, goes up 45 minutes, gets a workout and then calls everybody else out because they didn't get better. That's a leader of men. That's a man who's gonna lead the Canes.
That's true.
The Canes, Leroy. That's what I need to see. That's what's been missing. That has been what's missing.
Now, truth be told, you said this about the last quarterback.
Well, listen. No.
That's why we got difference.
Difference is the last time Derek King, he was running for his life. Running for his life.
Bummer. Not Derek King. What about SVP?
Well, touch Vaughn down. Yes, I thought TVD was going to be something, but he apparently at one point in his career went colorblind. He forgot who plays for who.
Again, he also had that little thing where the skin wouldn't adhere to the muscle.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody blamed him for that.
His arm was all right. Off. Yeah, but he wore that other jersey too quick. So, you know,
he's
too quick.
But these are all guys that have come in that you've had that same energy.
This is different.
It's different because he hasn't played yet. Let's let him play some football first, and then have your way. Dude. Okay, let's just do that.
We got the wall.
Let's in front just of do him. That because here's the deal: talking is talking. Until you put the pads on and play a game, talking is just talking.
You know what that is, dude? That's that missing swagger. We haven't had it. We haven't had that swagger.
You have no swagger. You've never talked about other players having swagger when they come.
Not like this. TVD. TVD. You know, he was very nice. A nice gentleman.
When King came in, you were giddy.
I liked Derek King. Derek King just got hurt, and they didn't. They didn't protect him. This is different because Cam Ward wall. He's got a wall in front of him, dude.
Again. Can we just let them play football before we start determining?
You know what that is?
What's that?
That's a wall.
That's a wall
in front of him, dude. So he's got time to let it rip.
It's a Mario Cristo wall. Okay,
I'll take it. That's a point.
That's a point. I like it. I'll take it.
Quick.
He said it was a point. He beat you to it. Okay, Leroy, in regards to trash talking, nothing serious there, no fighting words. But I've seen this before on like a basketball court or a group of athletes where someone who's probably more intense than they need to be will throw that out there like, is anyone going to challenge me? And no one did?
No.
He stayed there laid down like, it's hot.
Let me tell you, Marcos.
I need water.
Here's what you need to know.
Yeah.
When John. when talking trash to somebody, you absolutely know when to cross the line.
Yep.
You know what to say. So the fact that he didn't mention that 56-14 beatdown.
50 burger.
Means 50. That he wasn't.
Right. Like if Cam Ward really was. Right. He goes, oh, he goes, oh, you're just thirsty? Surprised you're not hungry. Must have been that 50 burger that I fed you.
Right. You see what I'm saying? So yeah. From that standpoint, that's where you know he didn't cross the line and they were just jawing.
What is this new thing with no
around,
water, though?
That's what you do. You sit around jawing.
I saw Valentina Shevchenko was doing this too, where she's like, no water while we train.
Can't do that, bro. No, that's not new, what though. That's old school.
Hydrate.
Gotta stay hydrated, champ.
that's what you get water when you're in Miami.
Hey, which might be the most ridiculous time to say something like that when they were just walking into an arena. Gotta stay hydrated, champ.
Got to. Versace Mansion, champ.
Leroy, no one ever told you to drink your spit. Maybe I was abused as a child, but they were like, no water, drink your spit. And I was like, okay.
You know what? And it got to the point where, and you have to understand, high school do water breaks.
Yeah, true.
Because in recent years, and we can start this off with Corey Stringer.
Yeah, that was crazy. That,
right. But that's not the first time that's happened. Because coaches thought it meant you were tough, not to hydrate, which is one of the dumbest things in the world, huh?
Did Bo let you drink?
No, absolutely. They had these little water things where you just grab it and squirt the water. No. Mm. What are you doing? And if he didn't, and I was dehydrating, I would go get water. Like, what are you doing?
Drink your spit. You know what makes you forget about thirst? Run a lap.
And any coach, if I had a kid, and any coach said something like that, I'd beat the crap out of him. Because he don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing worse than a stupid coach. Like, you think that makes you tougher because you ain't drink? Think about this.
Yeah.
Think of a coach that says, you're tougher because you don't drink water while we working out.
It's true.
Think about that. And that's who we got leading our kids.
Yeah. Dan Campbell. No water at his practice.
Nope. I promise you he don't do
that. In Detroit, he cries a lot, so he's different.
Man, Campbell.
Listen, during practice, I don't care how hot the practice is, what the series of practice, you always have people walking around with water bottles.
You can't rule out the fact that Man Campbell may have, instead of a cooler of water, that he just has a pot of espresso.
Yeah, or ice.
Man stuff right there. Man.
A hose. It's just a hose.
A hose.
Tell you what, though.
Bucket of ice.
Like that don't, but again.
Chew it.
We have gotten caught up in what makes you tough and what doesn't make you tough. Not drinking water?
That makes you tough, Leroy. Come on.
No, it doesn't.
If you're fighting a guy and you take a water break and he's like, mm-mm.
No, it doesn't.
You're going to be scared, makes you tougher, dude.
I'm not going to even know.
No, everybody knows the move, Marcos, is the George Foreman. You put your arms and you don't sit on the stool. That's the move.
Yeah. No, you know why he did that? Because it was harder for his big ass to get up. That's why. It ain't have nothing to do with being tough.
Well, I love the fact a couple fights back, Tyson Fury, he had the tall stool. I've never seen that before.
He had the bar stool.
How did nobody ever do that?
He had a high top chair with a back.
I'll tell you what, though. Marcos.
Yeah.
Hurricane Cam is coming.
Whoa! It's a storm brewing!
System. I see something brewing in the Atlantic!
Bring back the chain, dude. He's going to bring back the chain.
This is torture.
Schmeathen's right. If you're thirsty, walk it off.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Robert Smith didn't drink water.
Okay.
Did Carl Weathers get water during practice?
I'm telling you.
He drank Leroy's tears. Garden Wars water tastes like hot rubber, but it's wet. You'd be amazed that it's wet. Dude,
gotta let the first couple.
I can honestly say that And now they make you take breaks.
Yeah.
Like even in like even in the NFL practices, they say stay hydrated, man. Stay hydrated.
You got to let that hose down here. You got to let it run for like 45 seconds because it's going to come out piping hot.
It's going to be hot.
Oh my God. That is true.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Leroy's game balls and game bums are next.
Bum, 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 bum.
Gather around the locker room, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Leroy Horde to hand out his game balls and game bums. What do you got, Leroy?
My game ball is going to go to July 4th activities. It was glorious. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
I'm going to take that game ball. I'm going to go ahead and take that one from me. That was all me, baby.
Never seen a guy stand up in the locker room and say, "Hey, that's mine."
Hey, Fonz's friend stayed till 2 a.m, but that's a whole nother story.
Mm.
They saw fireworks, went to the Ameren Bank, saw them fireworks, mm-hmm. then came back, and then decided to have a party.
Wow!
Right,
Joe, but I didn't tell you. As soon as I walked in, I will now be hosting my wedding at Leroy's house, courtesy of Big Spoon. Yeah, she has offered me that.
Can I just say this? Hey, Big Spoon had a bit much.
Mm.
So, like,
in my brain, she had just the right amount. It was great. I really appreciate it, Leroy. My favorite part, though, was also sitting on the couch watching Castle with Leroy as his puppy.
Hostess with the most, this Big Spoon.
Yeah. My game bum. I had a different game bum until yesterday.
Mm.
Yesterday, me and Rebecca, we went to get ice cream.
Mm.
We went to Cold Stone. Love Cold Stone. It's delicious. We get tell the guy what we want. The guy looks over at his buddy and goes, "Which one is the pint?" Now, I looked at Rebecca. I looked at him. I said, "Hey, are you in school? How long, you know, I'm in the 12th grade. I say, any plans after high school?" "Yeah, I want to go to UCF.
Mm.
I say, "You don't know what a pint is?" Right? He said, "I don't know, the sizes confuse me." Okay, fine.
Mm.
All right, keep that in your memory bank. He's mixing it up. He's looking at the thing, and he looks over his buddy and says, "Which one's the pecans?" I'm like,
"What are we doing here? What?"
I say, "What?" And that's what I said. I said, "What are we doing?" Like, you don't know. He says, "I don't like nuts." I say, "Okay. I don't care if you don't like ice cream." Right? What are we doing?
Wow.
I said, "This is the future. This is the future of our great nation."
Hmm.
He said, I don't like nuts, so I never bothered to. I'm like,
once it was all put together, was it good?
Oh man, let me tell you what it's called. The founders. I get the founders. It got brownie, pecans, caramel.
You know what? This sounds just like when you asked Brad Johnson what purple means. You got the play in.
There it goes.
That was less. The ice cream thing was less terrifying than me standing on the field with 75,000 people looking down at me.
Fair enough.
But yeah, so that's my.
Although one could argue Leroy Horde versus customer service more intimidating than 75,000.
I was literally shocked. You wouldn't have been shocked
that he didn't know what a pint was.
Yeah.
Well,
a 12th grader.
What is the other? What is it? Is it a quart? I mean, like, no one's getting a quart of ice.
It's a pint, a quart, and then you have a half gallon.
Well, yeah, no one's getting that at an ice cream shop, though.
Yeah, but they just fill it up in the little container.
I'm not going to lie, though.
That wasn't. That's not the. You know, when you get in a cup, they go small, medium, or large, or one scoop or two scoop.
What about Like It, Love It, Gotta Have It?
Oh, God, I hate that one,
that's
dude.
That's what's that. Oh, yeah, that's what they have. That's what they have.
I hate that so much, dude. Don't be cute. The Starbucks already does this with your ventis and your whatever. Look, just give me the right size, bro.
So I say, give me a large. They give me a large. I'm like, that's not the big one. Oh, you want grande.
Oh, okay.
I'm like.
Yeah, exactly. Let me get a Gotta Love It. Let me get a maybe just a little bit, and let me get three Gotta Have It or something like that. No, just right, give me the normal size, dude. Bro.
Like, I get it, it's cute, but yeah. Like, come on. Yeah. Small, medium, large.
Exactly. Please.
So, yeah, but Marco swung by, got his eat on.
Yep, got two plates and a shot of tequila.
Oh, yeah, they were pumping that tequila.
Yeah, good stuff.
That was the good stuff too. That wasn't even like that.
This weekend too.
They had that, and I don't know what's up with Fonz's friends. They all bring that what's that rum that you get at the exclusives in Jamaica?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Either the proof.
No. Start with an A. I can't think of the name.
Exactly what you're talking about.
But they got it. And they all brought a bottle.
Appleton. So, there you go. Appleton.
Appleton, yeah. Yeah. And so here's the deal. So they all come over, they bring bottle, and, you know, one of his friends, and I've known all of them since middle school, so, like, I know them all. So one guy comes in, he says, I brought a case of, to drink. I say, good, because last time you came over here and you had the audacity to bring chips. Right? You over my house all the time eating up all my food. You can't bring chips.
Yeah.
Right? So
was it a family size at least?
No, it was just chips. Like, them chips probably still sitting in there, right? So they all bring Appleton. So one guy's bottle is half empty, and the other guy goes to open up another bottle. I say, why don't you just drink the rest of that? Right? He goes, no, that's his bottle. I say, is he drinking all of it? Say, no. I say, what are y'all doing? You bring out liquor to a party and you just drink it. If you bring your own individual, bring your own food then. I say, you know what? Give me some of that. And I grab it, I pour me some. I say, y'all ain't gonna come up here with a bottle and tell people who can and can't drink. Y'all all friends. Y'all been knowing each other since y'all was this high. And now all of a sudden y'all regulating liquor. I'm going to start regulating on y'all. Y'all come over here. They come over here during the week. They go right in my refrigerator and eat up my food. And then now you want to regulate? Oh, hell no. I squash that right away.
Well, you
I say, open up that bottle.
You regulated the regulators.
Zeus slept. I know. I thought I had to keep checking to make sure he was alive, because every single person there played catch with him. He was done.
Yeah, he got some work in, but I noticed that as we were watching Castle together on the couch, you kept that puppy on your lap, dude.
That's his puppy now.
That's your new dog.
Dude.
That is I knew dude. That puppy I wasn't got, going hey, anywhere. Not going, that puppy hey, not going anywhere.
Hey, I might have to make a decision.
You've already made it. The decision has been made.
Hey.
That's your dog now.
Hey, we were just chilling, huh?
He was biting on his Michigan blanket, and Leroy was just looking at him with the love of a son. Just like, there goes my boy.
Here's the other kicker. Now the other dogs like him. They all sleep together.
That's your dog now, dude. I don't know what to tell you. I told you as soon as I saw that dog, that's your dog.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. But yeah.
Papa, can we watch House of Dragons?
Hey.
I got to tell you what. Some of these dragons got to get their weight up.
Hey, right. Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, so can true. I just tell you?
That's a big boy.
And here, are we being a little sexist here? All the women that drive dragons are little.
I remember that little boy. Not to put a spoiler.
Yeah, but
he
took his mama's dragon, I think. One dude got he got the dinosaur of dragons.
That guy's big.
He basically has the Khalil Ware of dragons.
Really, right.
Really does.
Right.
Yeah,
but
it's rough.
Yeah, they, is you know it. How many more weeks we got? Because it's getting real.
We're only four in, so we got six more weeks, I think.
Oh,
my goodness. It's getting
Almost as much fireworks as Love Island, USA.
Okay.
Which has been incredible.
Dude, like...
What?
You ruined a good weekend.
Nah, dude, I'm telling you.
Love Island, bro.
Something.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Gather around the locker room, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Leroy Horde to hand out his game balls and game bums. What do you got, Leroy?
My game ball is going to go to July 4th activities. It was glorious. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
I'm going to take that game ball. I'm going to go ahead and take that one from me. That was all me, baby.
Never seen a guy stand up in the locker room and say, hey, that's mine.
Hey, Fonz's friend stayed till 2 in the morning, but that's a whole nother story.
Mm.
They saw fireworks, went to the Ameren Bank, saw them fireworks, then came back, and then decided to have a party.
Wow.
Right?
Joe, but I didn't tell you. As soon as I walked in, I will now be hosting my wedding at Leroy's house, courtesy of Big Spoon. Yeah, she has offered me that.
Can I just say this? Hey, Big Spoon had a bit much. So, like,
in my brain, she had just the right amount. It was great. I really appreciated Leroy. My favorite part, though, was also sitting on the couch watching Castle with Leroy as his puppy.
Hostess with the most, this Big Spoon.
Yeah. My game bum. I had a different game bum until yesterday.
Mm.
Yesterday, me and Rebecca, we went to get ice cream.
Mm.
We went to Cold Stone. Love Cold Stone. Delicious. We get, tell the guy what we want. The guy looks over at his buddy and goes, which one is the pint? Now, I looked at Rebecca. I looked at him. I said, hey, are you in school? How long, you know, I'm in the 12th grade. I say, any plans after high school? Yeah, I want to go to UCF.
Mm.
I say, you don't know what a pint is? Right? He said, I don't know. The sizes confuse me. Okay, fine. Mm. All right, keep that in your memory bank. He's mixing it up. He's looking at the thing, and he looks over his buddy and says, which one's the pecans? I'm like,
what are we doing here? What?
I say, what? And that's what I say. I say, what are we doing? Like, you don't know. He says, I don't like nuts. I say, okay. I don't care if you don't like ice cream. Right? What are we doing?
Wow.
I said, this is the future. This is the future of our great nation.
Hmm.
He said, I don't like nuts, so I never bothered to. I'm like,
once it was all put together, was it good?
Oh, man, let me tell you. What is called the founders. I get the founders. It got brownie, pecans, caramel.
You know what? This sounds just like when you asked Brad Johnson what purple means. You got the play in.
There it goes.
That was less. The ice cream thing was less terrifying than me standing on the field with 75,000 people looking down at me.
Fair enough.
But yeah, so that's my.
Although one could argue Leroy Horde versus customer service more intimidating than 75,000.
I was literally shocked. You wouldn't have been shocked
that he didn't know what a pint was.
Yeah.
Well,
a 12th grader.
What is the other? What is it? Is it a quart? I mean, like, no one's getting a quart of ice.
It's a pint, a quart, and then you have a half gallon.
Yeah, no one's getting that at an ice cream shop, though.
Yeah, but they just fill it up in the little container.
I'm not going to lie, though. I'm glad.
To go? Is that what
you do? That's not the, you know, when you get in a cup, they go small, medium, or large, or one scoop or two scoop.
What about like it, love it, gotta have it?
Oh, God, I hate that one,
that's
dude.
That's what they have.
I hate that so much, dude. Don't be cute. The Starbucks already does this with your ventis and your whatever. Look, just give me the right size, bro.
So I said, give me a large. They give me a large. I'm like, that's not the big one. Oh, you want grande.
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
yeah, exactly. Let me get a gotta love it. Let me get a maybe just a little bit, and let me get three gotta have it or something like that. No, just right, give, like, give me the normal size, dude. Bro.
Like, I get it, it's cute, but yeah. Like, come on. Yeah. Small, medium, large.
Exactly. Please.
So, yeah, but Marco swung by, got his eat on.
Yep, got two plates and a shot of tequila.
Oh, yeah, they were pumping that tequila.
Yeah, good stuff.
That was the good stuff too. That wasn't even like that.
This weekend too.
They had that. Yeah. They had that. And I don't know what's up with Fonz's friends. They all bring that. What's that rum that you get at the exclusives in Jamaica?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Either the proof.
No. Just start with an A. I can't think of the name.
Exactly
of
what you're talking about.
But they got it. And they all brought a bottle.
Appleton. So, there you go.
Here, huh?
Appleton,
yeah.
Yeah.
And so here's the deal. So they all come over, they bring bottle, and, you know, one of his friends, and I've known all of them since middle school, so, like, I know them all. So one guy comes in, he says, I brought a case of, to drink. I say, good, because last time you came over here and you had the audacity to bring chips. Right? You over at my house all the time eating up all my food. You can't bring chips.
Yeah.
Right?
So was it a family size at least?
No, it was just chips. Like, them chips bag. Probably still sitting in there, right? So they all bring Appleton. So one guy's bottle is half empty, and the other guy goes to open up another bottle. I said, why don't you just drink the rest of that? Right? He goes, no, that's his bottle. I say, is he drinking all of it? Say, no. I say, what are y'all doing? You bring out liquor to a party and you just drink it. If you bring your own individual, you bring your own food then. I say, you know what? Give me some of that. And I grab it, I pour me some. I say, y'all ain't gonna come up here with a bottle and tell people who can and can't drink. Y'all all friends. Y'all been knowing each other since y'all was this high. And now all of a sudden y'all regulating liquor. I'm gonna start regulating on y'all. Y'all come over here. They come over here during the week. They go right in my refrigerator and eat up my food. And then now you want to regulate? Oh, hell no. I squash that right away.
Well, you
I say, open up that bottle.
You regulated the regulators.
Hey, Zeus slept. I know. I thought I had to keep checking to make sure he was alive, because every single person there played catch with him. He was done.
Yeah, he got some work in, but I noticed that as we were watching Castle together on the couch, you kept that puppy on your lap, dude.
That's his puppy now.
That's your new dog.
Dude.
That is I knew that puppy wasn't going anywhere.
Hey. I might have to make a decision.
You've already made it. The decision has been made.
Hey.
That's your dog now.
Hey, we was just chilling, huh?
He was biting on his Michigan blanket, and Leroy was just looking at him with the love of a son. Just like, there goes my boy.
Here's the other kicker. Now the other dogs like him. So they all sleep together.
That's your dog now, dude. I don't know what to tell you. I told you as soon as I saw that dog, that's your dog.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. But yeah.
Papa, can we watch House of Dragons?
Hey.
I got to tell you what. Some of these dragons got to get their weight up.
Hey, right. Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, so can true. I just tell you?
That's a big boy.
And here, are we being a little sexist here? All the women that drive dragons are little.
Well, I remember that little boy. Not to put a spoiler.
Yeah, but
he
took his mama's dragon, I think. One dude got the dinosaur of dragons.
That guy's big.
He basically has the Khalil Ware of dragons.
Really, right.
Really does.
Right.
Man,
but
it's rough.
Yeah, they is you know it. How many more weeks we got? Because it's getting real.
We're only four in, so we got six more weeks, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Almost as much fireworks as Love Island, USA.
Okay.
Which has been incredible.
Dude, like...
What?
You ruined a good weekend.
Nah, dude, I'm telling you.
Love Island, bro.
Something.
You know what my wife watches? The Mole.
The Mole?
Yeah.
The old ABC reality show?
No, it's two groups of people that go through all these tasks, but each one of them has a mole. And if they get the task, they get more money, and it's the mole's job to make the money drop. And you got to figure out who the mole is at the end.
Tobin says, Love Island, though. Serena was tripping. She was. She was. And, you know, I feel bad because she was with Odell Beckham Jr.'s brother. And, like, she was playing the game. She didn't like him that much. You didn't like him that much, Serena. Then Casa Amor happens, and all of a sudden he's a rat bastard. No. You know, poor Cordell, dude.
Cordell? That's his brother's name?
Oh, he's out.
Odell and Cordell?
Yeah. Yeah,
excellent.
So he's done. He's gone.
No, he's. I mean, he's got Janae, not Janae. Daya. He's got Daya, and Daya's nicer. Sorry, she's nicer, and she got all mad because when he was at Casa Amor, Serena got a video of them dry humping in the bed, and you know she barely wants to kiss him. She was gonna dump him. She told him, "I'm dumping you," and then all of a sudden he goes on a date. And she's like, oh, I might be off Love Island. And then all of a sudden, she was all over Cordell. Now he goes to Casa Amor, and Daya comes along. She bats her eyes. She's nice to him, gives him affection, gives him some smoochy smooch. He brings her back to the villa, and all of a sudden, Serena blows a gasket. Ridiculous.
How dare she?
Don't even like him that much. Now, Aaron can go to hell. Broke Kaylor's heart, and she's a sucker. She's going to take him back because he's British. And, you know, he's, oh, I didn't know what I was doing. It was just a pack. And she's a sucker. She's going to fall for it. But she should drop him like a bad habit.
Dude.
This is great. We get the updates weekly from Love Island. This is great. This is good. I have no idea who any of these people are. But now I know Odell Beckham Jr.'s brother is there. Cordell. Yeah. Cordell Beckham.
Cordell. I don't know if he has the same last name, but he revealed that he was Odell Beckham Jr.'s brother. Short, though.
You can do that with no proof?
5'7". I don't know. I don't know. I mean...
What are you trying to say?
Tony Gonzalez is my uncle.
Former Heat Summer Leaguer.
There you go. Wow.
Sure. Speaking of the Summer League, we'll get back into that as well. Plus...
When's the next game?
Wednesday. I think it might be against Bronny if he plays.
Well, he will be. I think he's not playing today.
He didn't play last night. He had a sore knee. Game two.
Already? Sore
knee. He's already on the maintenance program. This is crazy.
Take a break. Back after this.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.